sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke. Where everything is black and white.
Country Legends 99.1. Here's another Throwback Thursday special on Country Legends 99.1.
I woke up crying late at night when I was very young. I had dreamed my father had passed away and gone. My world revolved around him. I couldn't lie there anymore. So I made my way down the mirrored hall and tapped upon his door. And I said, "Daddy, I'm so afraid. How will I go on with you gone? Way. Don't want to cry anymore, so may I stay with you?" And he said, "That's my job. That's what I do. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me. That's my job, you see." Later we barely got along, this teenage boy and he. Most of the fights, it seems, were over different dreams we each held for me. He wanted knowledge and learning. I wanted to fly out west. I said I could make it out there if I just had the fare. I got half, will you loan me the rest? And I said, "Daddy, I'm so afraid. There's no guarantee in the plans I've made. And if I should fail, who will pay my way back home?" "That's my job. That's what I do. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me. That's my job, you see. Every person carves his spot and fills the hole. Pray someday I might light as bright as he." Woke up early one bright fall day to spread the tragic news. After all my travel, I settled down within a mile or two. This tragedy should go into my head and out instead as bits of poetry. But I say, "Daddy, I'm so afraid. How will I go on with you gone this way? How can I come up with a song to say I love?" That
Sonoma County station for country legends.
This is Clay Walker.
Hey, everybody, it's Dolly Parton.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kix Brooks.
I'm Ronnie Dunn.
And we're Brooks.
And Dunn.
99.1 The Bull.
Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Maybe write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. You can find a chisel, will be reading these words long after we're gone. Maybe write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll
back to music in 2 minutes or less on Country Legends 99.1 The Bull.
According to Manpower, the 10 most difficult positions to recruit for in the country are machinists, administrative assistants, teachers, management, IT, accounting and finance, drivers, engineers, salespeople, and skilled tradespeople. The great ones are out there, but chances are they're employed. Recruiting with radio allows you to talk directly to the people that are working, just like a headhunter, as well as to those who are looking. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment. I'll be coming to town to host a 2-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at SonomaMediaGroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Back to the music right now on Country Legends 99.1, where you're never more than 2 minutes from the music.
When I was a kid, Uncle Remus, he put me to bed. With a picture of Stonewall Jackson above my head. Then Daddy came in to kiss his little man, with gin on his breath and a Bible in his hand. He talked about honor and things I should know. Then he'd stagger a little as he went out the door. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live old trees. And those are William boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? Well, nothing makes a sound in the night like the wind does. But you ain't afraid if you're washed in the blood like I was. Smell of Cape jasmine through the window screen. John R. and the Wolfman kept me company. By the light of the radio by my bed, with Thomas Wolfe whispering in my head. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live old trees. And those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? When I was in school, I ran with a kid down the street. And I watched him burn himself up on bourbon and speed. I was smarter than most, and I could choose. Learn to talk like the man on the 6 o'clock news. When I was 18, Lord, I hit the road. But it really doesn't matter how far I go. I can still hear the soft southern winds in the live old trees. And those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me? Yeah, what do you do with good old
for listening to Country Legends 99.1 The Bull on your Thursday afternoon. I am Sue Bonzel. That is going to wrap it up for me. I will be back tomorrow afternoon for Fun Fact Friday. I hope you have a great rest of your evening.
I stopped off at the Quick Sack for some beer and cigarettes. The old man took my money as he stared at my Corvette. He said I had one just like her son in 1963. Hell, a man down at the bank took her from me. Oh, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. Then I handed him my keys and said, here, take her for a spin. The old man scratched his head and then he looked at me and grinned. He said, son, you just don't understand. It ain't the car I want. It's the brunette in your bed that turns me on. I had one that was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. Built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. Lord, she was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then. She reminds me of the one I loved back then.
Country Legends 99.1.
The only thing I see ahead is just the heat arising off the road. Rainbows I've been chasing keep on fading before I find my pot of gold. And more I'm thinking that the only treasures that I'll ever know are long ago and far behind, wrapped up in my memories of home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Now the miles I put behind me ain't as hard as the miles I laid ahead. And it's way too late to listen to the words of wisdom that my daddy said. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and my
But in my mind, I'm always going home.
The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads.
My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind, I'm always going home.
Country Legends 99.1 The Bull. 6 decades of the greatest country music ever recorded, lasting from Pengrove to Windsor and all places in between. Thank you for choosing Country Legends 99.1 The Bull.
But it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. You don't have to call me Waylon Jennings. Anymore. Even though you're on my fighting side, and I'll hang around as long as you will let me, and I never minded standing in the rain. Your phone book. Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter, and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, her trains, her trucks, her prison, her getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. In the pickup truck,
got run over by a damned old train.
Legends 99.1 The Bull.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go. Mercury 49, crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'll put it high, get out. Stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising home. She's crazy about a Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, I'll cruise now. Tell you what I'd do, I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise.